This is the Pacifica Update for the week ending August 25th. I'm Lynn Gary. The controversy surrounding Democracy Now! Escalated last week as Pacifica suspended the four-person crew without pay, even as they continued to produce live broadcasts from an off-site location. Pacifica management continues to refuse to air the live production and instead fed reruns to its affiliate stations. Pacifica press releases and statements have claimed that the Democracy Now! Team has refused to report for work, but Pacifica has provided no reasonable explanation for its refusal to upload the daily live production of Democracy Now! Affiliate stations took matters into their own hands with the assistance of Pacifica station KPFA in Berkeley, which has defied Pacifica National and is running the live Democracy Now! In Exile broadcast. Many stations were able to access the live cast via KPFA or the Internet, and arrangements are in the works to assist stations to receive the live program via alternative satellite distribution. AFTRA, the American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, the union representing Democracy Now! Staff as well as other Pacifica National Program staff, dramatically reversed its position last week. Initially, after negotiations with Pacifica management, AFTRA ordered the Democracy Now! Crew to return to production in the WBAI studios. Goodman and her crew refused. They stated that they had not been given adequate assurances that the physical and verbal abuse would stop and that their safety would be ensured. The substandard studio allocation forced on Democracy Now! Is also an unresolved issue. Outraged supporters of the program from all over the country began a phone and letter campaign to AFTRA, condemning their failure to properly defend the Democracy Now! Workers. On August 23rd, AFTRA rescinded its back-to-work order to the Democracy Now! Staff. A release posted on AFTRA's website announced that, quote, "Because of certain events that have subsequently occurred at WBAI, which AFTRA considers inconsistent with the steps that Pacifica had agreed to take to ensure the safety of the Democracy Now! Staff, AFTRA has notified Pacifica that it is no longer satisfied that the WBAI studios are a safe and appropriate working environment for the Democracy Now! Staff," unquote. Adding to public outrage and most likely contributing to the AFTRA change of heart was the release of a clandestine tape recording of a behind-the-scenes altercation at the WBAI studio last February. The tape documents a management loyalist calling Amy Goodman a white bitch and becoming increasingly angry and abusive in response to her calm requests for an apology. Her colleague, the recently banned award-winning journalist Robert Knight, is also heard being upbraided as a slave and a, quote, Nubian for coming to her defense. Meanwhile, on-air attacks on Goodman and other dissidents continued over WBAI airwaves last week as personnel loyal to management named the banned and fired workers as enemies and called for their, quote, total destruction. Pacifica and its high-priced PR firm are apparently trying to downplay the AFTRA reversal. On August 24th, the day after the AFTRA statement was issued, Pacifica placed a document purporting to be a joint statement issued by Pacifica and AFTRA on its website at www.pacifica.org. The statement claims that a satisfactory resolution has been reached, which is a lie. A National Day of Solidarity with Democracy Now! Workers has been called for Tuesday, August 28th. Democracy Now! Supporters are urged to take a variety of actions, including organizing a solidarity protest in your local area. Organizers recommend that if you have a Pacifica station or a corporate Pacifica board member in your town, or one of his offices, such as the National Association of Home Builders, employer of Pacifica Board Vice Chair Ken Ford, Fannie Mae, the mortgage company that employs Pacifica Board member Wendell Johns, or the anti-union firm of Epstein, Becker & Green, the employer of board member John Murdoch, that you organize a protest at that site. Also, make calls and send emails, letters, and faxes to the parties responsible for the mess at Pacifica. A full listing of contact information is available on the Pacifica Campaign website at www.pacificacampaign.org.